Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Steele of WTIC Hartford speaking to you from the Army's Bradley Field in central Connecticut, where 25 or 30 big four-engine bombers have arrived in the past hour or so. More are coming in all the time. From Europe, B-17s and B-24s of the 8th and 15th Air Force heavy bombardment groups of the European Theater of Operations and the Mediterranean Theater. It's the first organized landing of four-engine bombers in the United States under the redeployment plan, and in each plane are the crew of 10 and up to 10 additional passengers who are right now setting foot on the soil of the United States of America for the first time since they left these shores to fight the air war in Europe. They're here for the 3 R's, rehabilitation, recuperation, and recovery, and are being processed here at Bradley Field in one of the field's big hangar-like buildings. And then most of them will be sent to fight the Jap. Some, of course, will be discharged, but the big part of them will push on. And they're coming out of the big building now, having been processed. And here's the first man, a big, husky-looking guy, about 200 pounds, and I would say 5'10 or 5'11, right close to 6 feet. What is your name, sir?
Charles Connor.
Charles Connor, where do you live, Charlie?
Homestead, Florida.
Homestead, Florida. And how long were you over?
17 months.
17 months. Does your ship have a nickname, the one you came in on, Charlie?
It sure does. It's Lucky Girls, Here We Are.
Lucky Girls, Here We Are. How does it feel to get those feet on this here ground of ours?
I feel like kissing it.
I'll bet you do, Charlie. Where were you last night?
In Newfoundland?
Labrador. Labrador. And where the night before, do you remember?
Iceland.
In Iceland the night before. Think of that. What part did you play over there, Charlie? What part of the forces were you in?
I was a static chaser, a radio mechanic.
A static chaser, huh? Well, that's a good one. You look just a little bit weary. What's the first thing you're going to do just as soon as you get the chance, Charlie?
Well, I'm going to take a good bath and get some good milk.
Some good milk, huh? Yeah. People don't appreciate that stuff, do they?
Not to leave this country, they don't.
Boy, I'll bet. Thank you very much, Charlie Connor of Florida. That was swell. By the way, how old are you, Charlie?
21.
And what's your rank?
Corporal.
Corporal. Thank you, Corporal Charlie Connor of Homestead, Florida. And now, here's another young fellow. I'm going to ask him his name. What is it, sir?
Henry Eastridge.
Henry Eastridge?
Right.
And where are you from, Hank?
I'm from Boonville, Indiana.
Boonville, Indiana.
Right.
And how do you feel getting back here on this soil?
It's wonderful.
I don't have to ask you a question like that, do I?
That's right.
What are you going to do the first time you get up near a soda fountain?
I'll pick the biggest chocolate malt I can get.
How old are you, Hank?
22.
22, and what is your rating?
Corporal.
Corporal, I see. And did you come in on the same ship as Charlie?
That's right, same ship.
I see. And what sort of experience did you have overseas?
Well, ground crew man, not much experience. It's radio mechanic like Charlie.
I see, a radio mechanic. And are you just a little bit tired, too?
Definitely.
I see you need a shave.
Yes.
I see. Well, thanks a lot. I'm not going to hold you up. I know you've got places to go. Thank you very much. Hank Eastridge of Boonville, Indiana.